The fun thing about blending your own coffee is that you will end up with the perfect coffee for you. Don't buy too much coffee at once. You don't want your beans to get stale. And remember, there are no definitive right and wrongs here. Most fine coffees can be enjoyed unblended, and it's hard to go wrong as long as you are starting with fine coffee. A staple like a Brazilian Santos or a Colombian Medellin is a good place to start. From there, ask yourself what you like. If you want a strong, dark pick-me-up, then perhaps a Java or other Indonesian bean. If you like light coffee with high acidity, then perhaps a medium roast from Guatemala or Costa Rica. Arabicas from Sumatra have a heavy, full body. Combine this with a light, mellow variety, like a Kona or a Mexican Altura, which is light-bodied and fragrant. For an exotic and slightly bitter element, you may want to add some espresso roast. To perk up your American roast, try adding a little Vienna or French. Ethiopian coffee is exotic and pungent with a slightly winey aftertaste. Try combining that with a strictly hard bean from Costa Rica for a tangy and lively cup. I guess what we're telling you is that the individual palate is as vast and varied as coffee itself, so take the plunge into blending your own beans and enjoy.